She turned the covers to her own bed down and slid under them. She fell asleep almost as soon as her head hit the pillow. It didn't feel as if she had been in bed very long when a sound woke her up. She glanced over at the clock radio, and it read a little after midnight. She turned onto her other side and snuggled under the covers deeper, thinking that she must have been hearing things. She had just gotten comfortable when she heard whispering. Thinking that Sassy had disturbed Chrissy because she needed to go outside, Destiny got up and headed toward Chrissy's room. She stopped in her own bedroom doorway, though, and looked at Chrissy's closed door. She never closed her door because she wanted to be able to hear Chrissy if she ever called out and needed anything. Since she had just woken up and her brain cells weren't snapping and burning like they should have been, she decided that she must have closed it without thinking when she had left her daughter's room earlier. Assuming that was the answer, Destiny grabbed the handle, turned it, and quietly opened the door. For a moment, she stopped in her tracks upon entering the room, because for a brief moment there appeared to be a shadow on the wall that looked as if someone was bending over the bed, hovering over Chrissy. But the longer she stared, the less it appeared to be a person, and more like large shadows casted from the moving moon's and star's lampshade on Chrissy's nightlight. Even after reaching that conclusion, it took a moment for Destiny's heart to stop hammering against her eardrums. She stood just inside of Chrissy's room and tried to determine what it was about the room that was still bothering her. It took her a moment to realize that Sassy wasn't lying across Chrissy's legs anymore, and the doll was now tucked under the covers with Chrissy. Had Chrissy woken up and realized the doll wasn't with her? That was it. Of course that was it. But where was Sassy? Destiny turned and left Chrissy's room and went in search of the terrier. She searched each and every room again, just as she had earlier, but the dog was nowhere to be found. Going on a hunch, she went to the back door and opened it. There was Sassy, shivering on the doormat. She whined as soon as she saw Destiny, came over and sniffed her ankles. After sniffing for a long time, she finally licked one of them and then sat on Destiny's foot. Destiny shut and locked the door again before picking up Sassy and cradling her in the crook of her arm.
"What is going on? Did Chrissy put you outside? I thought she was too afraid of the dark to go through the house without me."
She pulled Sassy up so they were eye to eye.
"Did you have to go potty? You should have come and gotten me up. You know Chrissy isn't supposed to unlock these doors at night. What if there had been a prowler out here? You could have gotten both of you hurt, killed, or worse."
After the stern lecture, Sassy licked the end of Destiny's nose and whimpered. Destiny tugged the terrier in close to her breast and sighed.
"There's no point in trying to sweet-talk me now. I have to get up early to take Chrissy to school before I go to work. If I have to get up again, you're going to be in big trouble."
Sassy sighed and laid her chin on the swell of Destiny's breast.
"We'll talk about this tomorrow. Chrissy has some explaining to do herself."
Destiny headed back to Chrissy's room with the full intention of putting Sassy back onto Chrissy's bed. But Destiny stopped short when she saw Chrissy's door was closed again. Sassy's head popped up, and she began to growl.
"Hush! If you wake up Chrissy, you're going to be in big trouble. Since it doesn't look like you're going to behave, I'm going to put you back in my bathroom. I'll let you out in the morning, but I can't take any chance you might wake up Chrissy right now."
Destiny carried Sassy to her bathroom, put her on the floor, and shut the door. She then walked back to her daughter's room and opened the door. When she first opened the door, it sounded as if there was someone in the bed whispering, so she carefully tiptoed over and looked at Chrissy. She certainly had all of the appearances of being sound asleep. Her little mouth was partially open, and her face had that peaceful expression of a child who was dead to the world. Destiny looked at her for a moment before deciding she had imagined the shadow on the wall, the closed door, and the whispering. There was no doubt there was nothing wrong in the room or with her daughter. It was just time to go back to bed and back to sleep.